Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie here on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. You can learn more about Leah's coaching services at mindhealthcoach.com. Thank you for joining us today as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Welcome to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. I'm played every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. with the Mind Health Coach Program, where we explore holistic techniques and different approaches to self-care and wellness. To learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. And you can also visit my website at mindhealthcoach.com. You can also email me at any time at info@mindhealthcoach.com with any questions. And so today I wanted to explore the topic of Ayurveda. I recently received my certification from the Chopra Center in Ayurveda Perfect Health Program. And I'm really excited. I'm going to be launching some different programs, some coaching on that, and some different classes online. So I'm hoping that, you know, folks are interested in learning how to become more centered and focused on their self-care and well-being so that you're promoting health and well-being over the course of your life and not just, you know, when you go to the gym or when you are, you know, trying to get less stress in your life, like having it be a lifestyle choice. It's almost the same, you know, as a dietary approach where you're more effective and more, it lasts a longer period of your life when you're focused on being in that lifestyle versus, okay, this is a trend for me, I need to get healthy, I need to do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, then I will become this healthy person. So it's really interesting, too, that in, I think it was just this past January, Forbes magazine, I always like to read their articles, had shared an article regarding Ayurveda and saying that it's the next trend in medicine. And, you know, it's something that's been around for over 10,000 years. So it's not really a trend. It's just something that maybe lost focus for a while. The culture changed and shifted in India, where that's where Ayurveda originated. And it really affected the way that medicine played out over the long haul. So Ayurveda is kind of the basis of where all of our Eastern medicine practices, Western medicine practices have come from. And so it's interesting when we think about it becoming a new trend in, you know, it's kind of so insignificant when you say it's a new trend in 2019, because it's not a trend at all. It's actually a way of life for a lot of people, but I think it's just becoming more, people are becoming more aware of Ayurveda again. And Ayurveda has some spectacular ways to manage your health. You can dive in deep with an Ayurvedic doctor and really get focused on customized approaches to your health needs, what different things that you've got going on with your health, and what herbs you can take, what medications you're on. So I recommend if you're, you know, looking at Ayurveda from a standpoint of going in that direction, using it for your health and well-being while maybe you're going through some sort of illness, it's important to touch base with an Ayurvedic doctor. And I met some really fabulous doctors out at the Chopra Center. They had, you know, a great staff there that was, they were both MDs and Ayurvedic specialists. So I really highly recommend them as a resource, and it's out in Carlsbad, California. And if you mention my name, Leah Marie, then you actually, you know, tie that referral back to me, and I'd really appreciate that. So I'm really excited about the teachings that they shared with me. And like I said, I think that it's important that we kind of look at this from a standpoint when I'm doing the teaching of overall, what is Ayurveda? How does it affect anybody? You know, it's not really customized to any individual. Although, what I'm going to address today is the doshas, which helps you kind of identify, you know, where you're at on the spectrum of mind-body constituency, like what type of blend are you? And it's not like you can say, okay, I am just this dosha. We're all kind of, there's three different doshas identified in Ayurveda, and we're all kind of having some of the different qualities are built in with everyone. So it's just what is more prevalent in your mind and body makeup. So that's kind of what helps you to identify what practices are really going to be effective for you, what's going to help with some of the ways that would help you manage aspects of you. And I found out when I did my dosha quiz that I am a Vata Pitta. So I actually am bi-doshic, and that means that I have qualities from both. And you know, as I said, all three doshas have different qualities that we all have within us. So if you were to hear, you know, what a Vata dosha is and a Pitta dosha is and a Kapha dosha is, you might say, oh, I can really relate to that. Or, yes, I have that kind of skin type. Or, you know, like we really all have some of the similarities within each of them, but what is most prevalent? So with myself, when I took the quiz, I found that I was Vata dosha and Pitta dosha. So, you know, what does that mean? It means that with myself, I know that I am a kind of a creative person, and I welcome new experiences, and I guess I'm a lively conversationalist because I actually do this radio show, and I'm pretty much in conversation, you know, with myself, but hopefully people are enjoying the conversation. And there's different things to look at, too, physically. You know, I've always been somebody who had cold hands and feet since I was a kid. I can remember having very cold hands and feet, and I sleep lightly. So those are all aspects of Vata dosha. When you're in balance, when you're a Vata dosha, you're feeling more energetic, more creative. You're adaptable to environments. So that's really something that I relate to when I'm in balance. I can totally feel in those energies of being enthusiastic, lively, spontaneous, you know, good communicator. I feel like I'm an effective communicator. And so that's when I'm in balance. When you're out of balance and you're a Vata dosha, you tend to have, you know, get agitated and anxious, and that's definitely me too. So when I've been out of balance, I can feel those feelings of anxiety, and I've always been identified as kind of like somebody who worries a lot. I can remember as a child, you know, going to school, it was always stressful for me, and it caused me a lot of stomach upset as a kid, and, you know, that's kind of something that was just part of my makeup, and, you know, I had to overcome that anxiety and worry with different deep breathing techniques. And as I got older, you know, I realized what types of things to do. But I can remember very young, at a very young age, always feeling worried and anxious. So that's definitely a primary characteristic of who I've been in the past. You can also feel quite fatigued and be very sensitive, have delicate digestion when you're out of balance, and your stress response is always like you're always the type of person that's almost like a people pleaser, in a sense that you're saying, what did I do wrong? What, how can I fix it? What did I do? And that's the Vata dosha. Vata dosha, like I said, they're very sensitive people, so it can be a great quality if you're empathic from being Vata. I know that that's a big component of my personality, is that I can sense when somebody is out of balance, and I'm very empathetic and compassionate, and I always try to help. Obviously, I work in this field of coaching, and I really feel compelled to be compassionate and let others know that I connect with whatever anxiety, stress that they're feeling, and I understand how it can be overwhelming and really affect your life and affect your decisions. And it's important that when you're going through those experiences that you honor yourself. So it's also important when somebody's there honoring you and your feelings. And so as a coach, I can usually help people very well with looking at that aspect of themselves and saying, okay, let's get things into reality of what's here and now, because we can only look at here and now. We can't change the past, and the future is undetermined. You know, I think I've heard a phrase where, we actually worry so much more than what actually will happen. You know, there's kind of like a quote out there. I can't think of the specific language of it, but it's basically, you know, what actually is going to happen in the future is like so many levels down in comparison to what some people will build it up to be. So it's important that you kind of take a step back when you're really worried about a circumstance and see, do a reality check and see, okay, well, I know this whole thing is coming into my reality in the future, but it's probably not going to be at the capacity or the outcome that I'm building it up to be from a worrying, fearful standpoint. And, you know, fear is extremely debilitating. It can cause our whole flight or fright reaction, which I always like to educate about cortisol. Cortisol is important when we're trying to fight a virus, or, you know, we're trying to run from a dinosaur. But cortisol in everyday chronic life production of cortisol, that's when that's happening, that's extremely detrimental to your system. And, you know, in today's world, it's hard to not have chronic cortisol production because we're in this culture of always on. So it's very, very difficult, I think, for the Vata doshas to manage that that piece of their lives. And it can touch in every aspect of your life if you're not careful. But if you're living in a fear space, which is related to worry, anxiety, just low-level stress can bring on, cortisol production. And in Vata types, it can really be, expounded upon. And it's important to realize where you stand and what dosha you are so that you can get control of that and do some different self-care techniques that will help you manage offsetting that cortisol production. And, you know, things like meditation are really critical too, because it can help rewire your brain in a way that you can perceive things differently. So it's about perception, but it's also about your mind-body constituency. But with knowing, with knowledge is power, knowing where you stand and what dosha aspects you have to you, you can start to be proactive and work towards a healthier, more stress-free, and less anxiety lifestyle. So there's different things that will help you with that. And it can range everything from, I think a lot of people are aware now that music is really used a lot as therapy. I find it so fascinating with music being therapy, especially in the field of work that I'm in with elder care. I've heard tremendous stories where, and actually have seen the results of music therapy with people with dementia. I know there was one particular story that I found that was really quite interesting, where this gentleman had a stroke and he was also experiencing dementia, and he lost his ability to speak. And so he was in a facility where no one really knew what to do with him, because he was kind of in a state where he would just sit and be not interacting with anybody. And there was a new activity director that came in to the facility, and she actually, was trained in music therapy and felt that she was going to start doing some different activities with that kind of approach. And so with this gentleman, she met with the family and she found out what songs that he really enjoyed when he was younger. And his daughter, assembled, like, at the time it was like a, iPod that she got it onto, an iPod of all of his favorite songs. And they put headphones on him, and suddenly he started tapping his feet. And then, he was like singing along, and it was quite shocking because it had been literally years since he was really speaking and, doing anything of that nature responsive-wise. So that I found so interesting, and I think a lot of the people in my industry that we care for, these folks that have Alzheimer's and other dementias, that affect the capability to speak, and it's seemingly so that these people are unresponsive, but maybe they just need to connect something in their brain that that's relatable to very good experiences that they've had. And that particular experience, I think, it speaks volumes for somebody that was kind of in a state of non-response for so long, and then to actually be responding in positive ways. And I believe that he was starting to sing and tapping his foot, and it was like consistent music therapy really brought him out of his shell. And that was the way that they were communicating with him and helping him live a more purposeful life. And, that, I believe, is what we're all trying to achieve. I know that probably 99.99% of us on the planet are just working towards some sort of purpose in our life, because it really validates why we're here. I think we all want to have, that validation of knowing that there's a reason why we're here. And, I think that when you're looking at who you are and how you're operating, and if you're operating from fear versus a loving space, then you understand that you need that shift. You need that shift to be in a space of more peace, inner peace, having inner peace. And with that being said, knowing your doshas and knowing what works for your doshas can be so helpful in it helping you achieve that inner peace. So there's, as I said, music therapy. There's sound therapy is basically what they call it in Ayurveda. So there's different sounds that actually affect different doshas. And I think that's really quite fascinating. Like different instruments will help with putting things in balance for some of the aspects of different doshas. So, there's like windwood instruments are great for one dosha, where I think it's the Vata dosha. I have to look at my notes, but and then there's drumming can help another dosha, and the string instruments also help another dosha. So it's kind of really fascinating when you look at that and you see, okay, well, I know that I'm this dosha. Let me see if this works. Let me kind of put some music on that will help soothe me. And if I feel soothed by, this windwood instrument or, guitar playing, then, and then I look at what dosha I am, it's kind of validating that you can be in balance very easily from something that is so simple as to find that. You can call this stuff up on the internet with your fingertips at any time. A lot of people have smartphones now and that sort of thing. So it's so helpful to be able to do that and just be able to call that up. And, you know, I think it's just really, really amazing what you can learn about yourself too and how that works. And then there's also, you know, there's essential oil therapy, which I've talked a lot about in the past. I've talked a lot about, you know, how meditation helps. And I think meditation is important for every individual, you know, from a standpoint of brain health, as well as programming your whole perception on life. If you take that 10 to 27 minutes per day, that's the recommended time period for overall brain health, you know, and you meditate for that amount of time, 12 to 27 minutes per day. Is, I know it sounds so specific, but that is what the Harvard researcher, Dr. Sarah Lazar, found in her studies, that 12 to 27 minutes really impacts the brain and the gray brain matter, and it helps you rewire things in your brain, but it also has helped people with early stage dementia. So it's important that we all take a look at that, because I will tell you, in the field that I'm in, and I know that a lot of you out there listening know someone most likely that has Alzheimer's or knows a family that is dealing with that disease process for one of their loved ones right now, and it's not easy. So anything you can do to ensure and, you know, shift the change in your brain health, I think is really critical at any stage in the game. And this particular practice, meditation, can help with that and overall as well. So meditation is a big part of Ayurveda. So with that being said, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll dive in a little deeper to the doshas and what can you do to keep them in balance? What are things to look for when you're out of balance? So we'll be right back.
I took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on The Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach Program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Energy flows all around and within our bodies. It's the life force that nourishes, heals, and keeps us going. So how do we replenish and improve our life force? This is what Energy Medicine Weekend is all about. Explore the life-enhancing powers of energy medicine with leaders in the field, including Donna Eden, David Feinstein, and Sue Mortar. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Energy Medicine Weekend at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 4th to 6th. Learn more at eomega.org.
Animal Connections with Laura Rowley is an intuitive show created for you to learn what it's like to talk to animals. Laura shares 20 years of experiences of being a pet psychic and healer every Friday at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, media partner for the Omega Institute. Our beloved animals share our lives and have amazing insights into our well-being, providing us with opportunities for personal growth once we truly begin to listen. It's fun to use animal wisdom to enhance our emotional and spiritual world. Who better than our furry friends to teach us the wisdom born of unconditional love?
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
Welcome back to the Mind Health Coach Program with Leah Marie, your host on this Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast. The show is heard every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And please check out my website, mindhealthcoach.com. It does need some updating. I'm working with a new web designer to do that. And I am going to be launching some different webinars and programs that you can partake in to help learn more about perfect health with using Ayurveda. As I mentioned in the last time slot, I was recently certified as a Chopra teacher from the Chopra Center out in California, and I'm really excited about the information. I've been practicing Ayurveda for many years and, you know, find it's very helpful, and I shared some of that information on the show before, but I wanted to get a more solid foundation, and I really feel like Deepak Chopra is so, you know, he's such an innovator of this type of approach to life and using Ayurveda for the benefit of your overall well-being. And, you know, he's such an innovator in so many ways. If you look at his meditation programs, you know, I have a meditation program too called Mooditations, but, you know, I always love to share really great programs, and his program with Oprah is just fabulous, and I love the way it's all laid out. If you go on, you know, online and look up Oprah and Deepak's meditation programs, you can find it very easily. And you sign up, and it's just really, he has different focuses to be on, and it's really interesting what topics he uses. It's kind of, it's very profound how it's all laid out. And so I always recommend that as a great resource to learn how to meditate if you're trying to figure that out. And then for a more personalized approach, I'm always available for coaching on learning about more lifestyle-centered approaches to self-care. You know, I also have my certification in stress management coaching and life coaching. So there's a lot of wellness aspects to look at with my coaching, as well as, you know, working with me from a perspective of where you want to go in life with your career, your purpose, that sort of thing. So please feel free to set up an appointment. I have my schedule online at mindhealthcoach.com. And then I also have my program for learning meditation, which it has a lecture piece, and then it has a meditation that's set up for every day of the week. So, and there's different styles to the meditation. So, you know, that you can do, you can switch it up. You can use my more creative one. You can use a more spiritual meditation if you feel like it, or you can go for, you know, there's a beachy one, a nature-themed one. So there's different, whatever you're in the mood for, I've kind of got some guidance on that within the meditations. And it's experiential, too. I have different sounds and music and that sort of thing. So whatever you're feeling like listening to, you get to choose. And as I said, there's 7 meditations, so 1 for every day of the week. And I did gear it towards brain health, so they are about 15 minutes along, because with working on meditation for brain health, you want to be meditating for 12 to 27 minutes per day. So today I really, you know, was focused on talking about different ways to find out about who you are and the elements that are built into us. We have, you know, all of these different elements, the 5 elements that are kind of, that are the building blocks of nature, and those 5 elements are space, air, fire, water, and earth. And I didn't really explain that. I dove right into Vata because I think Vata is so relatable to a lot of people that are, their Vata tendencies kind of flare up because of the culture we're in. So Pitta is also another dosha that is kind of in that aspect too, but there, you know, there's very Pitta-based people that have to really, you know, look at how they're operating to keep that cortisol level down. And so Pitta doshas are the fire type dosha, and they have both fire and water creates steam to do things. So Pitta is, the primary function is metabolism. So it's fiery and discerning in nature. And the qualities of a Pitta type are, they're hot, they're light, they're intense, penetrating, pungent, sharp, acidic. And, you know, the body types, the physical characteristics are usually medium build, strong digestion, thin or graying hair when you get a little older, warm body temperature, perspires easily, sleep soundly for short periods of time, and have a very sharp intellect, are very direct and precise, and are very organized in their routine. They're very ambitious and courageous. So you'll see a Pitta type in, you know, in somebody who's a director or a manager, business owner. They're very good teachers and speakers. They are also, when they're in balance, they're very bright and warm and charismatic. They're strong decision makers. So the Pitta type, if you see a lot of those characteristics in you, that's really great, but you have to make sure that you're keeping yourself in balance so you do not get that cortisol production really going and causing inflammation in your body. And just to mention too, inflammation, you know, it's really kind of at the basis of every disease process, from diabetes to Alzheimer's, you know, congestive heart failure, high blood pressure, autoimmune disorders. Everything is kind of being flared up by emotions that cause this inflammation in the body. Cancer can be brought on. DNA that might not turn off turn on if you keep your stress levels low, can actually be turned on if you're not. If you're allowing yourself this emotional tendency where you're getting either stressed, anxious, or angry, irritated, depressed, these are all emotions that bring in that cortisol production. And you know, as I said earlier on, cortisol is good in the short term, but to have it be chronic is not good. And that's where you can actually develop disease. You know, disease, it's quite evident when you say that word, disease, and then you break it up, disease, it's like, okay, I've got to bring more ease, more peace to my life. So when you're out of balance in the Pitta dosha, you're actually feeling a sense of anger, irritability. You can be excessively critical and harsh and be judgmental. You can actually get aggressive. and you can be intimidating. You can have skin rashes. I was going through a very stressful period recently, and I started to notice these skin rashes, and I'm like, oh, my pitta is out of balance. I've got to do some self-care, and I did. I did a lot. I took last weekend, I took time. I just meditated, and, you know, this week was a little challenging as well for me with work and that sort of thing, so I actually went for a massage the other day. And, you know, there's things you can do for yourself. You don't have to spend a lot of money. There's Abhyanga, which is self-massage that should be done every day. And if you're interested in learning how to do that, please feel free to email me. I also have a dosha quiz, too. So I'm putting it out there. Email me. You can go to the contact page on my website and enter your information there. Or you can email me directly. It will get to my staff, and they will send out the dosha quiz if you email info@mindhealthcoach.com and request the dosha quiz. Then you can kind of tell where you're at. You know, it's kind of the questions that are asked, you might say, those are kind of funny questions. But when you add up all the scores and you kind of look at things, then you can see what your outcomes are. So it's kind of fun to find this out, and then you'll understand, whoa, wow, that's right. I am somebody who gets skin rashes, and I do get a little intense sometimes. So maybe I need to look at what helps pitta balance. And as I mentioned, there's, you know, different aspects of sound therapy. There's the color therapy is also very important with balancing the doshas. So color therapy can be quite effective in helping you balance. So surrounding you in different colors or meditating on a color can be very helpful. And, you know, if you knew what dosha you are, I actually have a lot of that information. I can kind of advise you on what would work in that respect. As I said, if you wanted to dive into looking at the herbal approaches and that sort of thing, you should probably speak to an Ayurvedic doctor. And I prefer to work with an MD as well. Like they can evaluate your medications if you have any on that you're doing for a prescription, and then what herbal remedies would help with in conjunction with all of that. So we're going to take another break, and we will be right back with the Mind Health Coach program.
Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being on the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Time on the Dream Vision 7 radio network. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today.
Looking for a fun and relaxing getaway? Omega's Rest and Rejuvenation Retreats are a great way to unwind and renew your spirit. Stroll through the garden, relax by the lake, or try a daily yoga or movement class. You can stretch your body, quiet your mind, and do as much or as little as you choose. Located in Rhinebeck, New York, just 90 miles north of New York City, Omega's natural environment and quiet pace allow for extraordinary experiences to unfold. Learn more at eomega.org.
Are you looking for the keys to unlock the doors to excellent health, happiness, positive life experiences, success at work, wonderful relationships, and inner peace? You may think you won't ever find all of those keys that'll finally unlock the doors for good, but I can assure you that they're waiting to be discovered within you. The Mind Health Coach program helps you journey within and open those doors that are blocking your way to a beautifully balanced life. We help you find the most natural and healthy holistic practices that work best for you and your lifestyle. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. A beautiful life is waiting to be discovered within you today. To learn more about our program, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
Learn how manifesting your goals can be more than wishful thinking. Join Dean Radin, Alex Gray, and Allison Gray for Real Magic at Omega Institute in Rhinebeck, New York, October 4th to 6th. You'll explore the science of magic in the world and discover the ways you can apply it in everyday life. Return home with a refreshingly new view of the history and future of magic and how to use it. Mention discount code DREAM for 20% off when you register for Real Magic. Learn more at eomega.org.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
And we're back to the Mind Health Coach Program. I'm Leah Marie, your host, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here every Friday at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, you can always look for other shows in a full station broadcast at dreamvision7radio.com. You can visit my website for things that I'm doing. As I said, my website has a little bit of old information. I'm actually getting a new website built, so I'm excited about that. I'll be offering some more products and services and classes and that sort of thing. So I'm really, you know, looking forward to that introduction of a new website. And you can always email me, too. Before we went to break, I was talking about the doshas and how everybody can just do a simple quiz in order to determine what doshic qualities that you align with, like your mind-body constituency. Where do you fall on the spectrum of the three different doshas? And some people, believe it or not, are very strong in one dosha, but they do have some, you know, we all have some of the characteristics throughout all three doshas. And some people are bi-doshic, but there are some people that are tri-doshic. And I think it would be great if we all could balance out that much and stay in balance with all of the doshas so that we could be relating more to one another. Because I think with these differences, it's in the doshas, sometimes, like I was describing Pitta before we went to break, and sometimes a Pitta type person has a real challenge with understanding what maybe a Vata person is going through. They're just like, you know, just stop it. It's time to just get focused and move on. Where the Vata person's kind of like, well, like, what do I do? How do I do this? You know, when they're out of balance, they're wondering, what did I do? How can I change things? And they're more feeling anxiety about it. Where the Pitta dosha is saying, kind of like pointing at people saying, what did you do wrong? And so that's where the intensity comes in of a Pitta. And of course, it's wonderful to have all different types in the world. But when people are out of balance, it does make it challenging for you to communicate most effectively, and it affects you when you're out of balance for your wellness, and it affects others around you when you're having this out of balance experience. And so I got to skin rashes on the Pitta, and I kind of stopped from there, but indigestion and burning sensation, too much heat in the body is really showing you you're out of balance. So there's different things like ginger tea and stuff like that that heat up the body and bring about the digestive fire. And maybe Pittas have to look at that. I know when I had attended the Chopra Center training, there was another person there, and she was having problems because we were told to drink like 2 cups of ginger tea every day, and the ginger tea was very strong. I'm into it. I love the ginger tea now. It's very helpful with the digestive fire. And when I'm talking digestive fire, it's not only for your food, it's actually for your emotions too. We metabolize and digest emotions. So the ginger tea I find is very helpful, but it can be too much for some people. So if you're drinking ginger tea or feeling too much heat in the body, you might need to do some cooling things like have a smoothie or a salad or something like that. So nutrition is actually very effective in balancing the doshas. So that's another aspect to look at. So that's an interesting thing to explore for yourself. There's different types of combinations of spices and foods and in an overall generalized sense, not just to specifically target an imbalance in a dosha, but it's also overall too, so that you're enjoying your nutrition and you're feeling that you're getting all the right foods and in balance. But there's also a more targeted approach when you're looking at the different doshas and different aspects of, say, like indigestion, too much heat in the body, and that sort of thing, that there's different foods and spices that you can, herbal remedies too, that you can get you back into balance. So it can be done, and you just need to know who you are, what you are, and how to approach that. So the third dosha is the Kapha dosha, and these folks are the foundational structural type part of who we are. As humans, we're always looking at who we are. Well, the Kapha doshas are the real solid. Their primary function is protection and structural integrity, and they're kind of a water and earth quality. They're very earthy people. So the qualities of Kapha are they might have a cooler temperature. They're a little more heavy and solid, stable, smooth, very soft skin, hair. They don't have to worry about moisturizer. Their complexions are usually very nice and not getting wrinkles early on. So unfortunately, I don't have the lucky characteristics of this, of having the smooth skin. I'm going to be 50 this year, and I'm starting to see some lines. Physical characteristics of Kapha: they're heavy set, smoother skin, thick hair. They usually have very sweet, soft features. Deep, sound sleep. They're able to sleep very soundly. They're a little bit mindful of their movements. They're taking their time moving. They have very good regular digestion. Gaining weight is easy for them, and they have difficulty losing it. They have pretty good stamina, and they're very process-oriented. They're very easygoing people. They're easy to be around. They're thoughtful in nature, and they're very detail-oriented, but they do enjoy routine. Their temperament is easygoing and patient. They're thoughtful. They're good listeners, very stable and devoted. They're very loving and comfortable in their routines. They're very grounded. So when you're around a Kapha person, you're feeling that calmness, and that kind of may translate very well to somebody that's Vata. So if you're looking at a partner and the qualities, this type of dosha might be very helpful to somebody that's a Vata. That helps keep them grounded and balancing out. And then in the other sense, the Vata helps get the Kapha energy going and really moving, because when a Kapha is out of balance, they can be very, they can be like overly protective, a little bit lethargic, be resistant to change, and they can be very complacent and, not wanting to shift their energies. They can also have congestion in the physical sense. It can be some upper respiratory congestion happening when they're out of balance, and they can experience being overweight. So those are all things to look out for if you find out you're a Kapha, then you see these types of things happening to your physical and your emotional well-being, then you know that you've got to get on track with different aspects that will help you balance. So Kapha really does well with ginger tea. They really help themselves by drinking 2 cups of ginger tea every day. And I have a recipe on ginger tea that's just great. It's so easy, and Like, I make a whole batch of it, and I just have it in my fridge, and I've been drinking it, you know, warm or iced. It's summertime right now, so we've had some very warm temperatures, and I enjoy it with, add a little bit of raw honey in it, and, you know, it just tastes fabulous over ice. You can do it that way. And it still heats you up because the ginger in it is so potent that it does get what's called, you know, the digestive fire going. So the Agni is really built up when you're drinking that. And it lasts throughout the day. And I just feel like I don't want to say on fire, but I feel like I'm vibrating higher when I drink the ginger tea. So whatever kapha energies are within my mind-body constituency are lit up and moving when I drink my ginger tea daily. So I highly recommend it. That's another thing. If you'd like, you can email me. I'll send you that. It comes from the Chopra Center, so it's not something I created, but it's an excellent recipe that's so easy to make, and it's, you know, very inexpensive, and it's all natural, so it's great. Now, a kapha person, it's interesting what the stress response is here with the kapha person, because it's more like when they're feeling stressed, they're basically shutting down, and they're saying, I don't want to deal with it. So if you see the differences, like the vata dosha is saying, what did I do wrong? How do I fix this? Where the Pitta dosha is kind of putting the blame outside and saying, what did you do wrong? And then the Kapha dosha is just basically saying, you know what, I'm going to go hide in a corner and I'm not going to deal with any of this. And, you know, that's where a state of depression can come in. Kaphas are prone to depression, so it's important to make sure that you take a look at that if you're a Kapha, and make sure that you start getting some movement going. And there's, you know, great things to do for your endorphins to get going from just taking some deep breaths, doing some pranayama breathing, and getting the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system going. It's this is really critical for kapha if you're feeling those imbalances that are causing you to get depressed. It's important to get that airflow going so that you don't start shutting down and just going into that state of almost like slumber where you're in the dark and, you know, you're kind of having headaches and you're not wanting to really see light. It's important to push yourself if you're healthy enough to go outside, get some fresh air, take some nice deep breaths, look at nature, get grounded in nature. That's good for all of us. You know, I think a lot of people say, you know, I get out in nature once a week and they feel like that's enough. And honestly, in our culture, it's like, I have one of my employees who's in an office that's very dark, and I always empathize with him. I tell him, you know, like, I think that you need some sunlight. So I always drag him out for our meetings to go into another area of the building that's sun. There's a lot of sun streaming in. So he's appreciative of that, because we had a long conversation the other day about how vitamin D can be effective and all of that. And he shared with me that he was feeling a little bit down. So, you know, he's going to try this approach to his self-care of getting out of that office. And I've said, sure, you know, I allowed him a different space to go into. It's just the structure of the building, and he ended up in this office that doesn't have any windows, and it's, you know, it's kind of not a great atmosphere. So, you know, I'm very mindful of my employees, and I want to make sure that they're doing the best they can for themselves, because that only allows the company to experience the best as well. So he's actually really working on that, and I think it's so important to look at yourself if you're starting to, especially if you're kapha, just kind of shut down, go in the dark, kind of hibernating. And I've done that myself, so I know I've got that kapha aspect that I can be in that space too. What I find most effective, though, is if I take in some essential oils, you know, by breath. So, like, I rub some orange essential oil, which if you're not allergic to oranges, should be totally safe for you. Put a couple drops on your hands. And just breathing in, rub them together, breathe it in. And or you, if you don't want to have it on your skin, you can put it on a cotton pad. I did that a few times with people at different workshops. And, you know, it's amazing what came out. I actually had one gentleman that I was doing that with because he had pain, and it helped him manage his pain to know that he could just take a nice deep inhale of the essential oils and, you know, it kind of like shifted his thoughts to more positive. So, you know, he might use lavender or orange essential oil. And it's good to make sure that you get good quality oils. Like, I have a line that I really enjoy, the doTERRA line, because I feel like they do a great job. I know that it's the tiered marketing, but you can always send me an order that you'd like me to order for you, and I'll just give you a small upcharge on that. So it wouldn't be, you know, that you're paying so much money as to start buying things monthly and all of that. You can just send me an order. You can look at the website, mindhealthcoach.com, and go to the doTERRA oil page and pick out what you want and shoot me an order. And, you know, or you can always call Mind Health Coach. The number there is on the website. And that is, you know, a great resource, Mind Health Coach, for articles, information about essential oils. And I, like I said, it's being redone. I'm really excited about that, to introduce that soon. And, you know, the different sessions I'm going to be holding for people to learn and explore more about their individual needs, and really learning overall so that you can help your families. You know, I feel it's so important that we share this information amongst one another so that, you know, people can be more understanding of one another and also hop on getting their self-care in. We need to be more proactive about that, especially with all of the demands of today, and you can't even get away from your cell phones unless you're living like somewhere on an island. Everybody typically has a cell phone and really need to like be in touch for work and that sort of thing. So with all of that being said, I really look forward to sharing more about self-care techniques that I've learned recently. And as always, I always express everybody looking at their brain health and making sure they're doing all they can for self-care. So I hope you all have a wonderful month, and I look forward to sharing more in the future. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in to The Mind Health Coach with your host, Leah Marie. Come join us next time as we journey into the discovery of natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. Mind Health Coach is a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast. To learn more about us, visit mindhealthcoach.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 radio network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.